Here's a thought I'll title, Substantial Artwork. Last year, I was showing some chapbooks to another photographer who'd never seen them before, and he was curious about what a chapbook is. For those of you who are not familiar with them, it's C-H-A-P-B-O-O-K. Think of folded and sewn handmade artist books, usually of 8 to 12 to 16 pages, something like that. Anyway, this photographer looked at my chapbooks, said he liked them, but that he preferred a more substantial way of presenting his work. And I thought that was an interesting phrase, a substantial way of presenting his artwork. What does it mean to have substantial artwork? And if artwork is not substantial, then what is it? Is it frivolous? Is it meaningless? Is it amateurish? I wasn't exactly sure. I wish I would have pressed the conversation a little further to find out what he meant. He may not have been insulting my chapbooks at all as being somehow some kind of inferior art expression. I don't think he was doing that. But then again, what did he mean by substantial artwork? Does that mean historically important? Does it mean published? Does it mean widely seen? Well, based on those criteria, my chapbooks would be substantial for the simple reason that they all start out being projects presented in my supposedly bi-monthly self-produced anthology, little digital magazine of my work I call Kokoro. They all start there, and they're seen by literally millions of people all across the planet. So widely distributed, you bet. Published, well, in PDF form, but maybe not in molecules, except for the fact that the chapbooks themselves are published in molecules because they're printed on paper and hand-sewn, etc. So what does substantial mean? Does substantial mean historically important? Well, if that's the case, then hardly anybody, at least any of us, will rise to that criteria because none of us are yet, anyway, famous dead people. And the chances of us becoming important in the history of photography are functionally zero or damn close to it. Which takes us back to substantial. Does that mean large, as in giant prints matted and framed above the fireplace? I don't think that's what he was meaning either, but I could see where some people might lean in that direction, I guess. Does substantial artwork mean that it has more impact, more connection on a psychological or a personal level, an emotional level even? That would seem to be substantial. When I listen to a Beethoven symphony, that's a substantial piece of artwork, and I'm often moved emotionally by the music. But it's not produced in molecules, and it's certainly widely distributed to a certain group of people. But there are lots and lots of people who don't know, don't listen, don't like Beethoven symphonies because they don't like classical music. So back to the question, what does it mean for artwork to be substantial? Well, the more I've thought about this, the more I've struggled with it, and the only even approachable idea that makes me think this could mean substantial artwork is something that is important to us as the makers. It's substantial in our career. It's a substantial step in our evolution and maturity as artists. That might make artwork substantial as compared to just whipping out a quick print that we can do with our eyes closed and without much thought. That would be a not very substantial artistic expression. But then again, if we sort of whip it out and it's no big deal to us, but it might be important historically, it might catch the current zeitgeist of pop culture and be everywhere, then maybe it is substantial. I can think of several images that have been very popular in pop culture, but not nearly that substantial or important to photographic historians, for example. Maybe this is just semantics. And maybe I'm just reacting to a comment that seemed somehow to disparage my artwork, even if it was done unintentionally. Maybe I just need to be a little more thick-skinned about this. But on the other hand, substantial artwork, however we define it, is what we hope to produce. I don't think any of us who take photography as seriously as we do, as serious as LensWorks subscribers and readers do, I don't think we want our work to be considered trivial or unimportant. We want it to be substantial. But the question is, how do we define what is a substantial photographic expression and what is not? It's probably a personal thing that each one of us needs to think about. And the closest parallel question I can think of that might lead us down that path is to ask, what work do you want to leave behind that you think will be important? That is to say, an expression of your artistic life, your ideas, your feelings, your emotion. What mark do you want to leave behind? Maybe that's how we should define whether our work is substantial or not.
Copyright 2024, LensWorks Publishing.